tortures over, little lady.
Every healthy birth brings a maternal sigh of relief. But as she swaddles her day-old baby at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center, a young Vermont mother who wants to remain anonymous is probably more relieved than most. A year ago, she injured her back and a friend gave her some prescription painkillers. By the time she was pregnant, she developed a dependency.
It didn't take long to go from, this is all right to take some time, to, I gotta do it every day, and then I'm puking and having withdrawal symptoms if I'm not doing it.
Her baby is healthy, but there was a good chance she would have symptoms of opioid withdrawal, a condition known as neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS. The symptoms include crying inconsolably, lack of appetite, sleeplessness, and hyperactivity. In many cases, morphine is used to treat NAS infants. The mother was able to get help during her pregnancy at a new Dartmouth-Hitchcock perinatal addiction treatment program. The 17 women currently enrolled in the program have access to medical, counseling, and treatment services that before were scattered and sometimes difficult to access. Daisy Goodman is a nurse midwife with the program.
That was the hardest thing for us prior to this program opening, was a sense of frustration that our patients, if they were brave enough to come forward, and it takes an enormous amount of courage to come forward and ask for help, were then being told there's really nothing we can do to help.
Jennifer, who's one of Goodman's patients, is due to have her baby soon, but she became pregnant before the Dartmouth-Hitchcock program opened. At that time, she said she couldn't get into a treatment program.
I was making phone calls to different places, and nobody would take me because of the insurance reasons.
Caregivers say Jennifer is typical of substance-dependent women who become pregnant in that she wanted help.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to hurt my baby. Or myself, and I was doing both.
The Dartmouth-Hitchcock Clinic and a longer-running program at Fletcher Allen Healthcare represent a developing approach to caring for women who are taking opioids during pregnancy. The approach is the basis for a broader state initiative to deal with addiction called Hub and Spoke. Recognizing the nature of addiction and complex factors at work in the lives of the women affected, it involves integrated counseling, drug treatment, and medical services delivered as much as possible in a single location by doctors, nurses, counselors, and social workers, all in close communication. The approach is still a work in progress.
This is what we give moms. It's called Our Care Notebook.
At Fletcher Allen Healthcare in Burlington, pediatrician Dr. Ann Johnston has helped build a program for the past 12 years for Vermont mothers and infants with opioid exposure. Johnston says one of the initial hurdles was changing caregiver attitudes toward the mothers. She says there's been progress, but
there is still a fair amount of judgment out there that these women are morally inferior and that they're dumb. That couldn't be further from the truth. And this just drives the rift between medicine and these families even deeper.
Fletcher Allen treats about 130 substance-dependent mothers and their babies each year. According to Johnston, unlike alcohol abuse during pregnancy, opioid use does not have a long-term impact on child development. Of more concern, she says, are things like poverty, depression, and family dysfunction. Those factors, combined with the stress of having a newborn and the need to find transportation and daycare to attend counseling, increase the risk of relapse after a child is born. It's a period providers say needs more attention. Fletcher Allen obstetrician Dr. Marjorie Meyer says the first year after their babies are born appears to be a time when some mothers are likely to relapse.
From my standpoint, I am most concerned about the care of these women right after they deliver. I think during their pregnancy, there's like all hands on deck. I think moving forward, trying to understand at the level of the state what's happening to these women postpartum is really key.
As she prepares to return home with her newborn, the mom we met earlier at Dartmouth Hitchcock says she's worried about relapsing.
I do. Having other kids at home and the stresses of a new baby and also stresses of being a mom of three. It used to be a coping mechanism for me. It was like my mom time, you know what I mean? Like time for me.
She's hopeful she'll find other ways to cope now that she's getting counseling and she's befriended other women at the Dartmouth-Hitchcock program. Other Vermont hospitals are also working with local counseling and treatment providers to coordinate care for pregnant mothers in their areas. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.